There's a lot of lore out there about how hard it is to make a Thanksgiving turkey. Oh, I had to wake up at 2 a.m. Yeah, the thing lit on fire, or, well, it was time for dinner, but it was still raw inside. None of this is exactly encouraging, but NPR's Life Kit is here to help. Life Kit host Mariel Segarra has a beginner's guide to roasting a turkey.
Okay, so it's the weekend before Thanksgiving, which means if you haven't bought a turkey, you need to buy it right now. Because you're going to need time to thaw and season it. To figure out what size turkey you need, think about how many people are coming and how many sides you'll be serving. Lon Lamb, a senior editor at Cooks Illustrated, gave us this rule of thumb.
A 10 to 12-pound bird, that's going to serve 8 to 10 people with leftovers. And so you can kind of get away with something a little smaller if you're going to have a lot of sides.
If you're serving a very large group, like at my family Thanksgivings, there can be 40 or 50 people, Lon says to get multiple turkeys and maybe ask a family member to bring one that's already cooked. For a small group, you could also get part of a turkey.
I have a colleague who did a really great recipe for a turkey crown. That's where they take the legs off. And so all you're serving is the breast meat.
Okay, now alert. Frozen turkeys can take days to thaw in the fridge. And that's the method the CDC recommends for food safety reasons. You'll need to allot about 24 hours of thawing time for every 4 to 5 pounds of turkey, and then tack on another day or two for seasoning. So let's talk salt. Two methods for beginners, brining and salt rubbing. Brining means submerging the bird in a mixture of water and table salt for 6 to 12 hours.
For every 1 gallon of water, you're going to add 1/2 cup of table salt.
Another option is to rub the turkey with salt. That's Lon's preferred method because it'll give you better browning, but it takes longer, 1 to 2 days.
I like to work with a kosher salt, and I'll use about 1 teaspoon of salt per pound of turkey.
She says you can put 1/3 of the salt under the skin of the breast meat, 1/3 in the cavity, and 1/3 on the legs. A quick note here, kosher salt is not the same thing as table salt. So your turkey is salted or brined.
The big day comes and you roast it.
Lon says roasting often takes 3.5 to 4 hours, but it depends on how big the bird is. You will want to follow a recipe here. And for food safety purposes, you want to get the meat to 160 degrees. But the thighs taste better if you cook them to 170 or 175. And there are different ways to do that without drying out the breast. Some recipes will have you flip the turkey while it cooks. When you think the turkey is done, take a meat thermometer and identify the part of it that looks the thickest.
If you have the turkey so that the legs are pointing away from you and the breasts are pointing towards you, I like to kind of stick the thermometer straight in and kind of just watch the temperature. And what I'm looking for is the lowest temperature. And if that lowest temperature is 160, I'm good to go.
Then take it out of the oven and leave it alone for 30 to 45 minutes to let it cool and let the juices flow. After that, you'll carve it, enjoy your dinner, and let somebody else do the dishes. For NPR News, I'm Mariel Segarra, and happy Thanksgiving.
You know what? I'm going to add one more tip here. I say put some citrus in that brine, oranges, or orange juice. Think about it. Life Kit has more tips and tricks for your Thanksgiving meal, including one about cooking substitutions and another on how to carry on a family recipe. You can find those episodes at npr.org/lifekit.